In San Francisco, they're mourning their mayor. Ed Lee died early yesterday after reportedly collapsing while shopping at a supermarket. There are many ways to remember Lee. Recently, he'd been outspoken in standing up to President Trump on immigration, promoting San Francisco as a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. But today, we want to remember one of the last things Ed Lee was known for as mayor, his support for a statue honoring comfort women. In other words, women and girls from China, Korea, the Philippines, and other countries who were forced to work as sex slaves by occupying Japanese troops during World War II. Retired Judge Lillian Singh also worked to get that statue up in San Francisco. She was a friend of the late mayor. You co-chair the Comfort Women Justice Coalition in San Francisco. How did you become involved with that group? How did you get connected to this story?
I have been fighting for justice all my life. I served as the first Asian American female judge in Northern California, and I dispense justice every day of my life in court. When I read the book, The Rape of Nanjing, by Iris Chan, I was deeply moved, and I wonder why the world has not known about that horrific Nanjing massacre, and where is justice for these victims? And I decided that I will retire from my position as a judge and help build a Comfort Women Memorial in San Francisco.
Yeah, so this was a really important mission for you. Can you describe the statue?
Oh, the statue is beautiful. It's three girls, a Chinese girl, a Korean girl, and a Filipino girl holding hand in hand, standing proudly in defiance of Japan. And in front of the three girls is an older woman by the name of Hak Soon Kim. She's the first Korean woman that broke her silence in 1991 and told the world about what happened.
So Chinese, Korean, and Filipino girls depicted in the statue, it turned out to be really controversial. Why is that?
Well, because the inscription says that this monument bears witness to the suffering of hundreds of thousands of women and girls euphemistically called comfort women who were sexually enslaved by the Japanese Imperial Armed Forces in 13 Asian Pacific countries from 1931 to 1945. And Japan doesn't like that.
So what's been the reaction from Japan, specifically from Osaka, which is a twin city with San Francisco?
It's a sister city with San Francisco. The relationship goes back to 60 years. Osaka mayor wrote our mayor, Ed Lee, a letter saying that if you don't tear this memorial down, we're going to break off our ties. That is called a threat. That is bullying us in San Francisco. Mayor Lee did not succumb to that threat, signed a resolution, and we hail him as a hero.
So it was really a big deal for Ed Lee to champion this monument. What convinced him to do it now?
Well, I think Mayor Lee stood up to not only Japan, but to President Trump and other racist anti-immigration bullies. Mayor Lee was a long and strong supporter of the Comfort Women and other victims who were suppressed and didn't have a voice to represent themselves.
Judge Singh, I don't want to overemphasize ethnicity in this story, but I am curious. You were Northern California's, as you said, Northern California's first Asian American woman judge, and Mayor Lee was the first Asian American mayor of San Francisco. Did the two of you ever talk about your backgrounds or about what it meant to be a first?
You know, we did talk about the demands, the challenges of being the first. But once you do that, you move on. You move on to do the best you can, and you forget you are the first. But what happened is that once you become the first, there'll be second, third, fourth, and fifth. There's a Chinese saying, if I may quote that, 过桥不要臭板. When you cross the bridge, don't pull the planks behind you. Help those behind you to succeed. And I think Mayor Lee was doing that, and I tried to do that all my life as well. Today, a poor Chinese-American boy or girl can inspire to be the mayor of San Francisco. When I was first growing up in San Francisco, Chinese could not even cross the street around Broadway because you're only limited to Chinatown. You can't go into City Hall. No. City Hall was a forbidden place for non-whites. You just had no voice, no power, no representation. After Mayor Lee, things have changed. We have more Chinese Americans in public office, and today we have more Chinese Americans as judges.
Don't pull up the plank behind you. I like that. Retired Judge Lillian Singh on her friend, the late mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee, and his support for a statue for comfort women. Judge Singh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.